Hi, Lewis.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, it's Sareb again at Cardiff.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I spoke to the guy and he said he emailed you a link to your email. So if you could check your email and see if the link's there, we might be able to just go from there, from your email box.
Let's see. It came. Maybe it's spammed.
Let me check. I'm just, while you're doing that, I'm just checking to see what email is in the system.
No, nothing yet.
Okay. Hold on one second. Let me just check and see.
It'll usually ping. It'll make a sound.
Okay. He texted me just 2 minutes ago and said to check the email for the link, so I'm just checking. He said he's reset it, so it should be good to go. So if for some reason it's not in your email, we'll probably just try to log in again. But let me just check and see what email they would have sent it to make sure we're looking at the right one. Okay, I have philsinc@aol.com.
It should be philsinc.
Okay. Do you have an email, philsinc@aol.com?
No, it should be Phil's, you know, like Phil's Plumbing Shop. It's philsinc@aol.com.
Okay, I see. It looks like the one that they have on file is incorrect then. They have philsinc@aol, so probably I can have them correct that. But in the meantime, let's just go back to www.ondeck.com/checkout, and we'll try to just get back in. And I'm just emailing him your correct email right now while we're at it. And the correct email is PHILS and then
PSINC.
PSINC@AOL.com.
It goes through this time.
Okay.
No, it still doesn't go through.
Okay, let me hold on 1 second. I'm just going to shoot him this message real quick. And it just says you're locked out still?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm wondering if we should try to sign in the account instead of doing this route, maybe by using the email address they have on file, even though it's not correct. Let's see. Hold on 1 second. Email addresses. Let's try just signing in instead of, because I guess technically you already have an account. So let's try to just sign in with the information and see if we can get in from there. So there should be on that same screen, there should be an option to just sign in versus entering in all that information.
It has have an email and password sign-in.
Yeah, let's try that instead, since we're not able to get in the other way.
You want to use his, the wrong email or the right email?
Let's try both, just because I noticed in the system they have your email address without the PH, so it's just philsinc@aol.com. Because they have that email address, that's probably the one they actually sent the link to. So let's try that one first, philsinc@aol.com. And then if you happen to know what your password would be, I would just say try it once. If it doesn't work, don't try it any more times than that.
I have no idea.
Okay. Let me give him another call, because the fact that the email address is wrong in their system is kind of throwing me off as to whether or not that could be the problem, and I'm not sure exactly if if we need to fix that before.
I don't know how to get it wrong, but I get emails from them.
You do? Okay. It's just, in the system it has it says that, but maybe they've corrected it since this information was loaded into the system. So let's, but you're not getting it. It didn't go to spam or anything.
No, I didn't. Let me go back to AOL. Let me see if it came in. But it hasn't pinged. My phone hasn't pinged, so I don't think anything has come in.
So nothing came through?
No, nothing.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and give him a call again, just try to get him on the phone and see what email address he used and get this sorted out real quick.
Okay.
Okay. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Thanks.